He knows it all. Now listen to me. God, when the Holy Spirit is using you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, whatever, He only reveals unto you the divine facts, the divine knowledge that He wants you to know.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Happy Friday, and thank you for tuning in. On the program today, Pastor Bill continues his study from the New Testament epistle of 1 Corinthians. Today's message is entitled, The Gifts of Revelation. Let's listen in now.
Corinthians chapter 12, if you're here with us for the very first time, we're teaching through this book on Sunday mornings. We've now come to chapter 12, 13, and 14, of which we're going to be doing a series on the gifts of the Spirit. So if you were not here last Sunday, I really encourage you to pick up the introduction on the gifts of the Spirit called Don't Be Ignorant. You need that. It'll help you understand the rest of the things that I'll be teaching this morning. Remember that when we enter chapter 12 through 14, that is, that the reason that Paul is writing is because the major issue during public worship, actually it's the third issue, during the public worship is now appearing. And you know that this church, man, they are a troubled church, they're a young church, they're a carnal church, they're division makers, they're sowing discord, there's sexual sin going on, they're suing one another, getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. And now we come, though, to the major thing that was dividing this church, tearing this church actually apart, and that was the gifts of the Spirit. Now, not so much the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, healings, and all that. That wasn't the major issue. The major issue was that of speaking in tongues. They were just going crazy in it with that gift. And that's why Paul gives us, man, all of chapter 14 dealing with tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecies, and so forth. So that was the major issue that was happening. Remember from last time, the spiritual gifts, they're divine manifestations of God. They're not natural gifts, and they're for the purpose of edifying and building up the church and doing the work of the Lord here upon this planet. I want you to look in chapter 12, and I was going to read all of it, but let's just read in verse 1. Let's go from there. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be what?
Ignorant.
Let's say that word again.
Ignorant.
Listen to me carefully now. You know, most pastors, let's leave the pastors alone. Most will not teach this chapter during a Sunday service. And the reason is because, people are going to talk about things, the gifts, and the gifts have passed away, and, you know, and all those things. No, they haven't passed away, loved ones. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, here's the problem today, as it was then, is ignorance. You know, the devil wants every Christian ignorant about the spiritual gifts. He wants them so afraid of the spiritual gifts. He doesn't want you to know, but he wants to just ignore them because he doesn't want God to use you and so forth. You know, listen, God doesn't want you afraid. God doesn't want you uncomfortable with the gifts of the Spirit. He wants you to understand your Bibles and know how the gifts of the Spirit operate. Amen? Amen. Now look here and go to verse 4. This is where we're going to begin this morning. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, same Lord. Diversities of activity, same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the Spirit, to another the faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. This morning, we're going to look at the gifts of revelation, the three gifts of revelation. Now, remember that, you know, the Word of God, or the gifts of the Spirit, like it says over in chapter 14, when Paul wrote in verse 12, that the gifts of the Spirit said, be zealous for them, for they are for the edification, or they are for the building up of the church. And that was a problem at Corinth. The gifts of the Spirit, instead of being used properly and according to what the Word of God teaches, What they were doing was improper, and so instead of building up the body of Christ, they were tearing the body of Christ apart. There's only one way to be effective in building up the church when it comes to the gifts, and that's not to be ignorant. You need to know what the gifts of the Spirit are. We know that, like I said last time we were together, that a true manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, if you see a true manifestation, it is always done in a scriptural and correct way, and it always brings glory to Jesus Christ. Amen? What did Jesus tell us in John 16:14 about the Holy Spirit? Jesus was saying, after I'm gone and I depart and so forth, he says, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. Not a man, not a woman, not a ministry. Amen? Very important that we understand that. Listen, the Bible we learned last time and we'll learn more later on, the gifts are absolutely worthless without chapter 13. Love. Did you notice in 12 is the gifts, chapter 14 the gifts, but right in the middle is chapter 13. It's all about love. You see, those who operate in the gifts of the Spirit, in other words, when God wants to use them, they don't have the gift permanently or anything like that. Whenever God uses them, then you know what? They're not to be puffed up about it. They're not to say, oh, look at me. They're not to be elevated. Amen? That's right. Why? For love doesn't parade itself. See, the love chapter has to do with the effectiveness of the gifts of the Spirit. So love doesn't puff up. It doesn't parade itself. It doesn't brag about it. Look at me. I have something going for it. You know, I'm the man of God or I'm the woman of God. No. Jesus is the only one. Amen. And that's what we need to always understand. And also, remember that we don't want to confuse the gifts of the Spirit with the fruit of the Spirit. And boy, there's so much confusion about that. I taught on that last Sunday. That's why you need to get that CD or go on the app or something and listen to that. Because see, the gifts of the Spirit, they don't show any believer's depth of character or depth of maturity. Amen. In other words, a one-day-old Christian, if God so chooses, can use that one-day-old Christian. He doesn't know a thing about the Bible except, I'm saved now. And then God uses him and says, well, go pray for that person. He prays and they're healed. Do you understand? Are they mature? No. Do they know the Word of God? They know. They're just born again. So we can't, elevate the gifts. You see, here, like I said last Sunday, the gifts of the Spirit, remember? No one has all the gifts of the Spirit. We learned that from verse 28 in chapter 12 and following. However, all Christians are to have the fruit of the Spirit. You see, just because someone operates in the gifts of the Spirit does not mean that they are saved. Amen? Many will say to me on that day, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I do many wonderful works and cast out demons in your name? Jesus said, I never knew you. See, they were flowing in the gifts. They knew who the Lord was, but they didn't have the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The gifts always operate by love. It's never to build you up. Unless you pray in the Spirit, like when we get in chapter 14, that it edifies yourself. It doesn't edify the church. So very, very important. So we have 9 gifts that are listed as we begin our series on the gifts of the Spirit, okay? But these 9 gifts, I mean, chapter 12 is not exhaustive on the gifts of the Spirit. You can go to Romans 12, beginning about verse 3, verse 4, lists gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of God. And then you can go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, about when Jesus gave gifts unto men, you know, when he ascended and so forth. There's apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastor, teachers, and so forth. Now, those who say that the gifts have passed away, my question always to them is this. Okay, what gifts have passed away? Has the gift of ministration, the gift of helps, a gift of exhortation, have those passed away? Okay, well then how do you know that the gifts of the Spirit have passed away? They haven't. Those are gifts of the Spirit as well. So the gifts are just as available today as they were back then. Now, listen very carefully. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. This is so important. We must be careful on how you define the gifts of the Spirit. I've been a Christian for some 40-some odd years, 45 years. Listen to me. I'm still learning about the moving of the Spirit of God. I don't have all the answers, but what I'm going to share with you this morning is from God's Word, but it's also from all these years of walking with the Lord and what I have learned from about the gifts of the Spirit. So the nine gifts that are listed, of course, you know, you have three of the gifts that reveal, okay? In other words, revelation. That would be word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and then discerning of the Spirit. That always has to do with knowledge. So the gifts of revelation. But remember this, just because they're called the gifts of revelation, that doesn't mean that any new revelation concerning God's Word, meaning adding to Scripture, adding another book to the Bible, that doesn't mean that, amen? Okay, the canon is closed. The Word of God is infallible. So when we talk about the gifts of revelation, the gifts that reveal the knowledge that God wants to give us through word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, listen to me now, that doesn't mean that God is writing a brand new book or anything like that. That's not what it means. And then we have here the gifts that do something, the gifts of power. You have a gift of faith, you have healings, plural, you have the workings of miracles, and then you have the gifts that say something. We call that the gifts of utterance, okay? So that would be prophecy, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. So let's begin now in verse 4 on the gifts of revelation. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. The word diversities just means there's many, many, many different kinds. That word in the Greek is only used right there in the New Testament, loved one. And there are differences of ministries. In other words, limitless varieties of service that the Holy Spirit uses us for. And he says, and also, but the same Lord, there are diversities of activities. That's the Holy Spirit, the effects of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit working through the believer. Now, he says, but it's the same God who works all in all. So you have diversities of gifts, you have differences of ministries, diversity of activities, but listen carefully, they are all in unity. Amen? Very important to understand that. The gifts, that they complement one another. They're not in competition with one another. And the gifts of the Spirit always, they operate differently in every believer. You know, you get in trouble if you say, well, the gift operated in this person this way is going to operate in me this way too. Don't do that. No, listen, every person in this room, we all celebrate our oneness, amen, but we don't celebrate sameness. Every person in this room has a different emotional makeup and a different personality, and God knows how to speak, since you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows everything about you, how to use you and speak to you. Every one of us are different, and God may speak to the little baby Christian on this level, the mature on this, you know, the crummy and dummy, they speak to him on this level. Do you understand? Are you all with me? Okay. Now, so it's very important that the same gift that operates in me may not operate the same gift in you. But let me tell you, if it does operate in us, it will do the same thing, meaning this, it will always glorify Jesus Christ. Never man. I got off that last Sunday, so I'm not going to get back on that again. But that is the whole thing right there. Now, if you'll notice that, did you notice the reversal of the Trinity there? It was the Spirit, it was the Lord, and then it was God in that verse that I just read. But they're all working in unity. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given. It's not learned, it's not earned, it's not even merited. It's grace, loved one, is given to each one, and look why. So your ministry will be famous, so people will look at you and go, oh my gosh. So a man or woman will be elevated. No, the gifts of the Spirit are given for the profit of all. And if the gifts of the Spirit, if church is ignorant about them and they're not using them, then it's the loss of all instead of the profit of all. It's never to build up self. And it's the manifestation of the Spirit, meaning it's a visible public display. You know that something is happening. Now, let's look at the three gifts that reveal this morning. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. These two gifts are to me absolutely unbelievable. You know, the word of wisdom is literally that divine information from the Holy Spirit. Now listen, concerning the future about a person, about a place, or about a thing. It is a word. That's all it is. Look at it again. Word of wisdom. It is a word of God's wisdom, the Holy Spirit's wisdom, His wisdom alone. It's simply a divine small fragment of the mind of God. It's his incredible wisdom, his very own wisdom imparted to the believer for a specific purpose. Now listen, it is not the gift of wisdom. I'm a smart man now. I'm a very wise man. No, you're not. Okay? That's not what this scripture is teaching. It doesn't mean you're going to become a know-it-all. Now, the word of wisdom, it is always future. Okay? Always. It could be tomorrow. It could be 5 years. It could be down the line and so forth. But in other words, it hasn't happened yet. For example, even though Jesus was prophesying in the Gospels, but this is also a word of wisdom, when Jesus said, not one stone will be left upon another. Now, that was concerning the temple. Jesus said that in AD 33 about. And when was the temple destroyed? AD 70. So we know, see, that word of wisdom is always future, tells things that are coming. Whenever the world, boy, poor Noah, the things that were happening in the world, he was the only one that found grace in the eyes of God. It says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 and 14, it tells us that God spoke unto Noah. It was a word of wisdom. Listen carefully. It says, and God said to Noah, in the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, that is something that was forthcoming. It hadn't happened yet. That was a word of wisdom. Then, in verse 14, God gives Noah a word of knowledge. Make yourself an ark. That's pretty good. Amen? Very important. Now, of the nine gifts that are mentioned, I understand the word of knowledge, personally, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and the gift of faith a little bit, but more so than any of the other gifts. These gifts are, to me, the greatest gifts, even though I know Paul says later, you know, that he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in another tongue. So prophecy is a great gift. That doesn't mean you're a prophet, okay? That's not what that prophecy means there, but we'll get into that later. But of these gifts, these nine gifts, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, to me are just absolutely, I'm always in awe of them. And what happens is they're so similar that they flow together and you don't know they're working together. And that's how quickly that it happens. You see, a word of knowledge is different from the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is future, but the word of knowledge is that divine revelation, a word from God, okay, concerning facts in the very mind of God, whether it be facts about people, facts about places, or facts about things. Now listen, the word of knowledge is always past, or it is always present. It's not future, okay? The word of wisdom is always future. That's why they work together. Now, and I want you to note there, when it says a word of knowledge, it means a word, just a word. It's not a huge amount. It's just a word that God gives you. Now, listen carefully. The word of knowledge, which is so incredible, it has nothing to do with natural knowledge. It has nothing to do with human intellect. This is supernatural, where God gives you a word, a fact from his mind, from his knowledge that he wants the believer to know and act upon, okay? Now, God is giving you these facts, and it is knowledge that you would never know. You would never know. You can't learn it. You can't go to the Bible and say, okay, I'm going to study it out. These are facts only in the mind of God, and he shares them with you. That, to me, is unbelievable. Amen? But the gifts of the Spirit, loved one, are real. Like, for example, the word of knowledge. Listen to these facts here. Remember when Saul, the Lord led Saul to the Lord, who is now Paul, you know what I mean, and he's blinded and so forth, and so God speaks to Ananias, just a regular disciple, just like us, okay? He says in Acts 9:11, so the Lord said to Ananias, arise, go to the street called Straight, inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he's praying, and in a vision he's seen a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand upon him, that he may receive his sight. Remember the scales that were over Paul's eyes. He was blinded. Now listen, that is a word of knowledge. Was that a lot of knowledge? No, listen to it again. Okay, get up. That's God says, get up right now. I want you to go to a street called Straight. You're going to go to a house of Judas. You're going to ask for one Saul of Tarsus, and behold, he's praying. Is that a lot of information? Yeah, I want you to go in there because he's had a vision. He sees you. He knows your name. And when you go in there, I want you to lay hands upon him. Think about that. That's a word of knowledge, man. And God is using this man. And was he excited about it? You better read the story. No, what? That's when the word of wisdom comes in. You know, and so Ananias says, oh, Lord, whoa, wait a minute. I've heard about this man. He's killing everybody. He's putting everybody in prison. So God gives him a word of wisdom. Okay, you ready? He says, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, children of Israel. I'll show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. So that is future. Amen? Do you see how that works? Now, listen to me. God is omniscient. He knows everything about everything. He knows your heart right now. You are an open book to him. There's not one thing that he doesn't know. He knows every thought. He knows what you did last night. He knows what you did. He knows the dreams that you don't even remember that you dreamed. He knows everything about everything. His knowledge has no limits or bounds. He knows past, present, future. Why? He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the all-wise, knowing, and seeing, all-powerful God. Amen? The Bible says in Psalm 139, verses 2 and 3, he knows you're lying down. He knows you're sitting up. He knows the footpaths. He knows every place you have put your foot today. Every place. He knows your thought this very moment. He knows your fear. He knows your addiction. I pray you don't have one. He knows everything. You're an open book. God knows everything, every hair. And I lost three this morning. That blow dryer, man, whoo, they just blow all over the house. I don't want to use it anymore because I see them leaving me. Every sparrow that falls from the tree to the ground, all over the world, at any moment, at any time, in every generation, of every day, of every year, he knows it all. Now listen to me, God, when the Holy Spirit is using you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, whatever, he only reveals unto you the divine facts, the divine knowledge that he wants you to know. Never forget this. I've seen the gifts so abused. I've seen so many people hurt, so many people wounded by people that are ignorant of the gifts and operating in the gifts, who's actually counterfeited them. The gifts of the Spirit, loved one, are for the church to build up and to edify. The gifts of the Spirit are to help individuals, never to harm individuals. Do you understand? That's what it's all about. That's why I said it's for the profit of all. Everybody in the church, you know, to build them up, not tear them down. The word of knowledge operates. The word of wisdom operates. All the gifts of the Spirit operate by chapter 13, the love. You see, what did Paul say? I don't care how many tongues you speak in, tongues, men, angels. If you have not love, you are nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, look at that. Nothing. You're nothing. No. Listen, the Holy Spirit, whenever the gifts are counterfeited, it's because the person that God is using, the person wanting to do it the right way, that they're not doing it by love by chapter 13, then that's when familiar spirits and all kinds of junk gets involved. And boy, that's a deadly, deadly thing. Listen, here's what I've learned. The Holy Spirit of God will not give the gifts, use a person who is sowing discord in the church. It's not just a word of wisdom, word of knowledge. I'm not giving you that information. Someone who's gossiping. No, don't even expect anything like that. Why? Because you're tearing down the body of Christ, not building up the body of Christ. Those are the sins God hates, amen? So everything, people say, well, Bill, why don't we see more gifts of the Spirit today in operation? I'll tell you why. The church is ignorant. Or they're scared to death because they see stuff out there and they go, well, I don't want any part of that. You know, I don't want to be the church of the twitching eye, you know, that guy. The other reason that we see so little of the gifts is because they're not operated scripturally by chapter 13, by love. Listen, love harms no one. God's love, amen?
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. But please don't miss the program on Monday when Pastor Bill will conclude this message. Thank you for listening this week. We pray you have a safe and restful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast,
please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.